The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is The Burt Show.
It's just simple communication. But before a date, who's supposed to confirm? When are you supposed to confirm? Mo's got an example of one date that blew up because they just couldn't communicate.
I thought this was interesting after seeing it go viral on Brooke_Lynn1's X account, because I've been here. I remember a time back in the day when a date got canceled because we had a little communication issue, which I didn't think was that big of a deal, but turns out it was. And I hear a lot of people going through this as they date today. Who is supposed to confirm the date? Should the date have to be confirmed? And I think this is a perfect example of how two sides can see it very differently. So I'm going to tell you guys this text conversation that happened, and you guys can tell me which side do you favor and why this date ended up being canceled. So the first person says, the very first text is, let's definitely try it. How does 7:30 sound? Right?
Mm-hmm.
The other person says, perfect. I'll meet you there. Smiley face. Okay? So that's the end of that day.
Okay.
That's how they wrapped up that day.
They're meeting somewhere the next day at 7:30.
All right. So just to establish again, this isn't the day of the date. This is the day before the date.
Right. So they're setting the date up to be tomorrow.
Okay.
The person says, how does 7:30 sound? The person responds, perfect. I will meet you there. Now you follow up to the next day. This is the next day. The first text that comes in is at 7:21 p.m. Right? Because they set the date for 7:30. So the same person who said how does 7:30 sound the day before says, hello, exclamation point. I will probably be about 5 minutes late.
That's a courtesy text. That's nice.
All right. And this is at what time now?
This is at 7:21.
Okay. And they're supposed to meet at 7:30.
7:30.
No communication between the day before and now.
Exactly.
Got it.
So then the person responds to that and says, oh, no, you needed to confirm this morning. I thought it wasn't happening, so I am not there. We will have to reschedule. Crying face. And then the person responds, oh, wow, ha, ha. But the oh, wow, ha, ha was, why would you tell me that now? I'm already on my way there.
Right.
So that was the end of it, and it turns out they confirmed that the date ended up being canceled, and both parties maturely agreed to go separate ways because they felt like they were going to have miscommunication issues.
Yeah.
But that sparked a huge debate online of which person was wrong. Was the person wrong for not confirming that the date was still on?
The date was already confirmed.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel.
Okay, so I don't. I guess I'm old school here. So if we got something lined up for 7:30 that night, I'm confirming sometime during the day going, hey, still cool at 7:30, right?
See, for me, if I say we on for 7:30 and you say perfect, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
That's the confirmation.
It was the day before.
Right.
It's literally less like or 24 hours prior. Like how many confirmations do you need, man?
Yeah, I guess just I don't know. I would just somehow in the morning or sometime in the afternoon just drop a quick text just going, we're still cool for 7:30, right?
Or looking forward to seeing you tonight.
But if you don't do it, that doesn't mean that the date is off either.
See, that's I guess where the confusion comes in, because a lot of women are in the comments saying, if I agree to go on a date with you the day before, 2 days, whatever day, and it's not the day of, and you don't text me at some point during that day in the morning and the afternoon and say, hey, just want to let you know we're still on, I'm not showing up to that date.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
All right, Abby, you're in the mean streets of the dating world. Do you expect a confirmation text the day of the date?
There needs to be a confirmation at some point within the vicinity of the date. It doesn't necessarily have to be the day of. My perfect scenario is the day before you say, hey, or even 2 days before, hey, are we good for blah, 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 at blah, blah, blah. And then about an hour or two before the date, he says something like, looking forward to it, see you in a couple hours. Just to kind of like touch base. But at the same time, like if he hadn't sent me that text, like I would still be showing up to the restaurant because you still confirmed it. Like you're not bailing on me.
So you don't assume that the date is canceled simply because you haven't heard from the other person on that particular day.
Especially if it's the day before. Like, that's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to go on that date. She was looking for a way out.
Maybe that was it.
That might have been the answer.
What was the basic consensus on it? Was it split right down the middle?
It was pretty much split right down. I think more women felt like the confirmation should happen, where it seems like more men felt like the confirmation already happened.
Okay.
This is The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.